Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kisilov man who was arrested on December 10th after allegations that he had made sexual contact or offensive physical contact with at least five teenage girls admitted in an interview with an investigator that he'd touched at least one other teenager 11 years earlier in another state. Allegations that 38-year-old Blake Distler of Kisilov had been inappropriately touching a 13-year-old girl were brought to Alaska State Troopers on November 19th by the girl's mother. A subsequent interview with the teenager revealed that Distler had developed a pattern of hugging teenage girls, at least four others, and touching their buttocks or genitals over their clothing in the process. A sworn affidavit from Soldotna Major Crimes Unit investigator Edwin Anderson outlines the history of the most recent allegations, which date back at least 1 year. In a series of recorded phone calls between two of the parents of girls alleged to have been touched inappropriately, Distler admitted to the sexual contact, admitting to the parents that he needed to apologize and had engaged in the behaviors for the purpose of sexual gratification. Investigator Anderson also discovered an incident in Missouri in 2013 where Distler was charged with child molestation after he was alleged to have inappropriately touched his then 13-year-old niece under her clothing. In that incident, insufficient evidence only led to a misdemeanor assault conviction. Anderson brought Distler in for questioning on December 10th, who admitted to a problem that he defined as being addicted to girls. He confessed to having touched multiple teenage girls on the buttocks and genitals, including admitting that the extent of the contact alleged by his niece was true and that he had lied to investigators. Distler was arraigned on December 11th on multiple charges of sexual abuse of a minor and harassment. On November 19th, an Anchorage grand jury indicted 39-year-old Sergeant First Class Damian Rodriguez on one count of assault in the first degree, one count of assault in the second degree, two counts of assault in the third degree, one count of coercion, one count of terroristic threatening, and one count of tampering with physical evidence. On September 29th, Rodriguez allegedly threatened to kill, then strangled and beat his girlfriend. Rodriguez was arraigned in Anchorage Superior Court on Friday, November 29th. He is a soldier in the U.S. Army and is stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced his proposed fiscal year 2026 budget on Thursday, emphasizing education, public safety, and a full PFD. The governor said that this year, while the budget could include increases to education funding, nothing would be taken away.
There's no cuts to education this year. There may be additions as we go through the process, but the budget as it's rolled out, no cuts.
The governor is once again seeking to prioritize charter schools, citing a University of Harvard study that ranks Alaska's charters as the top in the country. Echoing his stances from last year, Dunleavy attempted to steer solutions to education funding away from simply adding more money, citing a decrease in student populations.
The whole funding formula, to an extent, is tied to population in schools. So when people tell you that are advocates for money only, that it's just everything gets fixed just simply by adding money, you got to have an honest, serious, deep discussion as to what's happening with our schools.
Another notable point of emphasis in the governor's proposed budget is public safety, which he also drove at in his fiscal year 25 budget. Specifically, he's seeking to increase funding for rural Alaska public safety to address the rise in illegal drugs entering the state and to reduce domestic violence. Again, like in 2023, Dunleavy budgeted for a full PFD, which he says would be $3,892 per the statutory formula.
We're putting it in the budget because it's part of the law. It's part of our statutes.
Along with the proposed budget, the governor announced a projected decrease in state revenue to the tune of $200 million less. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.